Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
It's Christmas!
Christmas 2011 was the best Christmas that ever there was.
Okay, we'll take your word for that one.
I doubt it was, because anything after the year 2000 is just shat.
Yeah, I think a lot of these podcasts are a little bit samey. Like within a 5-year window, all the toys are the same. So I found myself when I'm researching a certain year, I'm repeating. Oh, and Hungry Hippos was still popular.
Transformers, spinning tops, blocks of wood.
The Turtles.
So, as we say at the start of every show, get in contact with us. It's ChristmasPodcast@gmail.com, all one word. It's ChristmasPod on X and Threads. Send us none of yous have ever, apart from Paul Brill, and my boss, who I was sitting in the room with him when he fucking done it.
Forced him to do it.
Yeah, he's retired now. Has ever sent us anything. So, them two things keep getting reused. Just put the phone down next to little Timmy. Get the recorder and get little Timmy to record. We'll just play with his recorder, Jingle Bells. And we'll put it at the end of the show. Or, if you're a band and you're listening to this, you're in a band, you're in a rock band, you're doing pop music in the garage, just do a Christmas song and we'll plug you and
we'll be your Brian Epstein.
We'll discover you on this podcast, but we'll put links to all your socials in our show notes. Do you know what I mean? You know.
Our 12 listeners will get you somewhere.
Mate, we're up to 150 listeners, mate. This is fucking fine. This podcast. We're going to get Quality Street Roses and Heroes fighting to advertise their Christmas merchandise.
I'd rather have matchmakers.
Oh.
Minty matchmakers. Do you like them?
Well, I like them, but you can only have I couldn't eat a whole box.
Oh, what about after eats?
Same. They're a bit too rich.
Yeah. You can only get like 4 in your mouth and start sticking to the top of your palace.
Yeah.
Let's go Ferrero Rochers then.
Oh, I could eat all them. I could eat a full box of Ferrero Rochers.
Yes.
Imagine having one of them up your arse.
Come on then, Mr. Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah.
Send in your sponsorship.
We might just make a Ferrero Rocher advert where it's me and you doing silly voices.
Hello, it's me, Ghost Silla. When I'm not noshing off Tailwind, trying to turn them straight, Ghost Street, I'm eating a Ferrero Rocher. It's dead boss. It makes me quiver.
I got dark, we.
Yeah, I think we've just lost Ferrero Rocher.
You never know. Imagine, because Ghost Zilla's on all the Instagrams, isn't she? Singing Surprise, Surprise. You've seen them all.
Yeah.
Surprise, Surprise.
So, Christmas 2011 was a Sunday, which is, it's one of them ones you've just been cheated out of A, a roast dinner, and B, a Sunday.
Yeah. You've never thought of that. Never thought of that. Never, ever crossed my mind. A Christmas day on a Sunday. You're right. Treat to have a roast dinner.
Yeah. Not happy with that. And there's no Sunday footy. There's no nothing. What is the point?
Fucking Sundays.
Bastards. I was listening back to it because I always listen to our old shows. Because, I mean, some of them are genuinely funny, even though I say so myself. And The last one you did, you were literally like John Ketley on acid.
The weather.
Yeah.
It was interesting, though.
It was. It was very interesting. It was the longest episode we've ever done. 40 minutes of weather, and the wind was blowing in off the Arctic.
And the isobars are specifically clipped together this year.
So my weather, was it a white Christmas? No, it wasn't. It did not snow.
The end.
Game over. Right. So I went through and I just picked out. I know I like to do myself. I'm doing the news now. Beep, 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 beep. News. Paul Brill, put a backbeat on that for us, mate. Pull over in your car now as you listen to it.
Stop everything you're doing.
Yeah. And just do it. All right. Send us while you're listening to this, chuckling to yourself, Riley, drinking your Starbucks. I know the Starbucks. Just take a picture and send it to me so I know that you're listening to me. Because that's meta. That I think that's meta. Is that meta?
No,
is that know. Breaking the fourth wall?
No idea.
Saying all the things. So I just went through. I like to do the news for December only, but it's always a bit like not much news. So I've just gone through and picked some things. Now, there was things like Colonel Gaddafi got killed this year. I didn't really want to put that in, but
I just have.
So Colonel Gaddafi got killed this year. So the 1st of January, inmates riot at the Ford Open Prison in West Sussex. Windows are smashed. Parts of the prison set on fire by prisoners. And it was all done because they wanted prison guards. Yeah, no. The prison guards wanted to breathalyze the prisoners because they were smuggling. Alcohol was getting smuggled in. So they wanted to breathalyze them. So, 1st of April, the Daily Sport and the Sunday Sport ceased publication and entered administration.
I don't know, that newspaper lasted so long. It was a comic, wasn't it?
Yeah, but mate, some of the best headlines ever.
Yeah, London bus found on the moon. That's the one I remember off the top of my head.
Jimmy Elvis Savile is still alive.
Who'd ever believe that?
Oh, we literally broke a real story. Bollocks. That's why they went under. Yeah, I mean, you can't say that there was boss bangers in it, but there was boss bangers.
There was boss bangers. They found a few start. I remember, didn't Maria Whittaker start with them?
She might have done. There was always that story of like a cream egg up some fella's ass and all that, wasn't it?
Yeah. From West Derby, Mr. Craig Lucas.
Six cream eggs.
No, it was for Eddie Dossos.
Oh, they did coming out. It'd be like shitting sandpaper. As the lining of your intestines were removed.
Oh, monsieur, with this Rocher, you're really spoiling us.
Well, I'm shatting onto a silver plate. You're coming to ours this Boxing Day, Millers? No.
No.
29th of April, Prince William, Duke of Cambridge, and Catherine Middleton marry at Westminster Abbey. A public holiday is held. Other poor people can celebrate the day in conjunction with the May Bank holiday. Makes it a four-day weekend. Thank you. Thank you, Your Royal Highness.
Thank you for us paying for your wedding and giving us an extra day off.
Yeah. I did like, again, everyone says this. I'm not a fan of the royal party, but there's on YouTube, there's King Charles is out walking around Balmoral, the estate of Balmoral. No security. I suppose he might be in a helicopter watching them or something, or in the bushes. And there's bikers, mountain bikers, off-road mountain bikers biking with a camera on their heads. And they literally stop and have a 10-minute conversation with King Charles. And he's just like, Oh, yeah, I'm the king, isn't I? And do you want to see me sausage fingers? Can any of you hold your breath for 10 minutes? Yeah, you ready? He just holds his breath.
Sound.
But it was just like, it's weird that. Not that like, oh, he's amazing, but May the 14th, the city of Manchester celebrates as Manchester United seal their record 19th top league division title. So that must be the last time they won the league, I think.
Yeah.
And Man City won the FA Cup, ending their 35-year wait for a major trophy.
Yeah, let's hope half of these will be took off them when the financial fair play people look into it.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love it. I'd love it if they got stripped of all their titles and Liverpool got about three.
That's not going to happen, is it?
Not going to happen. July the 12th, a Scottish ticket scooped €185 million or €163 million in the Euro Millions jackpot, the biggest ever jackpot win in its history. Now, I'm not sure if that's still current, but
163 million. You don't want to hate the people who go, oh, that's too much. I don't want that.
No, I'd love that. I'd help so many. Jesus, if you're listening, I'm saying something about the lottery. All the lottery angels come now. If I was to win that, I'd make so many people happy.
Yeah. You'd sort yourself out. Your immediate family, your distant family, your friends. You'd sort everyone out, wouldn't you?
I love little Leo, the little fella who sells the big issue outside the Cowie, who every week I buy him a litre of vegetable oil. And I'm like, what are you doing with this veg? I have a big family. I have a daughter. I have a son. I'm like, what are you doing? Washing their hair in vegetable oil.
Just eating fucking chips every night.
Got a big chip pan. August the 8th, Prime Minister David Cameron cuts short his holiday to chair a meeting. Oh, the Tories seem so normal when David Cameron was the Prime Minister. Does a Cobra meeting as the riots in London are on their third day.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that was... I think it was a black lad had been arrested or shot by the police. I think, off the top of my head. But the violence spreads across England, with Birmingham, Liverpool, Nottingham and Bristol also affected. And I can remember driving a train into Birmingham one night as the sun is setting and the sky was red.
Mm.
How would John Bishop say it?
Yeah. The sky was the red one. The red one.
It wasn't, were you? It was, I used to be able to do this, I can't do it anymore.
Yet.
Yet, because I ate them. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I ate this note app. This is a sad one, this, so we'll be sensible. 27th of November, Wales national football team manager Gary Speed, 42, found dead in Chester. He previously managed Sheffield United, a prominent footballer, 85 appearances at senior level with Wales. He'd won the league title with Leeds and was FA Cup runner-up twice with Newcastle. So he sadly died.
Yeah, I mean, so many big names come out and said what a nice bloke he was, didn't he?
Yeah. I remember watching that match of the day after it, like, heartbreaking. Oh, yeah, a bit of weather.
Come on, then, Kettley.
Hey, John Kettley, where's your weather, man? On the 11th, 2011 was the second warmest year on record for the UK, according to the Met Office. Only 2006, with an average temperature of 9.73 degrees Celsius, was warmer than 2011's average temperature of 9.62. So that sounds quite low, but it's an average of every minute of every day of the year, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, so, it's right, yeah. Yeah. See, that's interesting. Weather news is interesting.
It is.
Don't
it
take
is.
That away from me.
Don't take it away from me. The UK population rose by 400 70,000 between 2009 and 2010, according to new figures, the biggest increase in nearly 50 years.
That got something to do with the immigrants, do you think?
Shoot them. Shoot the boats. Shoot them. I'm messing, like, don't shoot them, just send them back. Anyway, that's the news. Beep, 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 beep. Right. Now, the singles. Yeah, I'm going to do the albums first because the singles is a bit more exciting. But what I will say is it's good to see proper albums in the top 10.
Let's have a look. Yeah. It's only one greatest. Yeah.
Yeah. So
only one greatest hits. Yeah.
And unfortunately, like, the number one does contradict what I've just said. But, you know, so number 10 in the album chart, Up All Night by One Direction. Never heard it, never will.
Where are they now?
They went that way in One Direction. Ed Sheeran, being a bell end, called his album The Plus Sign. Hates Ed Sheeran.
Oh, what?
Yeah, never listened to him, never will.
Okay. Yeah, well.
Westlife.
I've given up with you music anyway, and movies.
Don't say that. Westlife, Greatest Hits, number 8.
Well, you would have had to buy that, wouldn't you? Because Kelly's a big fan, isn't she?
Yeah. Rebecca Ferguson, Heaven, number 7.
She's nice. She's a nice woman here. I've travelled with her a few times.
Okay. Where's she from then?
Dead friendly. Liverpool.
Oh, is she? Yeah, I don't know anything about her, mate.
Yeah, Scouser.
Oh, I'll listen to her then. I didn't realise Mel C's had about fucking 8 albums out.
She was on my train the other day as well.
Oh,
with
Don't say it. What? Scary Spice.
No.
Ginger Spice.
Sporty Spice and Made on the Dance Floor, what's her name?
Sophie Ellis Baxter.
Sophie Ellis Baxter, yeah. Them two got sat together in First Class. Hello!
Oh my God, you've just literally broke my dream. Them two and me in a paddling pool full of mud. I'm a big fan if you're listening to the Alex here's one who I love, but I can't tolerate much of her music, but I love her when she doesn't sing. Adele.
She's a singer. One of the best singers in the world.
Yes, she is. But undoubtably.
You'll only like her when she's not singing.
Yeah, I like some of her songs. I can't tolerate her albums. They're all a bit whiny. She was depressed. She was broken up or something. But as a person just sitting there, I could listen to her talk for
hours.
Yeah,
she's funny. A talking voice is not like a singer voice, is it?
No, not at all. But, and she's lovely. She's gorgeous. Like, number 5, Rihanna. Talk That Talk. I want to talk that talk. Never heard it. And you know what? I never will.
I don't know what singles are on it, but she's on every album she's had, she's always had 2 or 3 big hits on them.
On every train I've seen her on, she's always had 2 big cups of tea and a Tommy Tit. Coldplay. Now, I'm sure there's big hits on this, although I've never listened to this album. I tapped out of Coldplay after 2 or 3 albums, although I think maybe I could listen to them. I don't even know how to fucking say this. Milo XY Lotto. Is that how you say it?
No, absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
See when there was a Facebook thing going around, you know, they'd go, what's your favourite album? What's your 10 most influential? And someone put, who's the most overrated band? And I put Coldplay, because I've never liked them. And I got fucking slaughtered.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see why you don't like them. But I can see why you should like them. But I haven't listened to any of their new stuff, apart from their singles, for years. Ayo, paradise. Ayo, paradise. I like that one.
It's not my cup of tea.
Number 3, in case you didn't know, Ollie Mays.
Go ahead, Ollie.
Never heard him. He's a cheeky chappy that fails to deliver in my house.
Yeah, Becca paid for Michelle and her to go to watch them a few months ago. It was my Mother's Day present. Michelle wasn't impressed.
I, again,
and not at the present. The present was lovely. But
I think he's a nice fella. I think he's a nice fella. I could listen to him talk. But anyway, another dead person. Number two, Amy Winehouse. Lioness, Hidden Treasures. So I don't know if he's dead at this point. And it's like all unreleased music or maybe something. I don't know.
No, Hidden Treasures makes sense, makes sense.
Yeah, maybe I'm talking out of tune. But, see, you know, go on.
I mean, I don't know how many albums she had before she died. I know she had a couple of big hits, like Back to Black and all that sort of stuff.
I think she only had maybe one or
they're all making out as though if she'd have carried on, she'd have been the best thing since sliced bread.
Oh, I think her and Adele would have been fighting at some point because them two, I mean, that is a big solid, that's a solid top 10. The number one, unfortunately, is...
Well, it's not unfortunate for the charity, is it?
I don't know if it is a charity. I don't think it is. It's Michael Bublé and his Christmas album.
Oh, that's not what I've got.
What have you got?
Hold on, have I gone? Is that the singles?
Are you looking at the singles? I'm looking at the singles.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Got you now. Delete everything I've just said the last 30 seconds.
So Michael Bublé, the Christmas album. Look, you know, there's a time and a place. November comes, I do start listening to Christmas music. We're literally doing a Christmas podcast.
I've said it before on different podcasts. He's always in there. Him, Alfie Bow, the other clown who sings with Alfie Bow, Michael Ball. They're all in there somewhere. They're all in the top five because it's granny music.
Yeah,
it's an easy purchase. What should we get for Nan for Christmas? We're getting the latest Michael Ball.
We're getting the latest MP3 selection. So that's your number one album. So yeah, there you go. Christmas.
Yeah, so, but like you said there, it's nice that it is proper music and it's not now. Mind you, I think the Now albums they put into a separate thing, didn't they? They put them into completion tracks.
I think so, yeah. I think they've pulled all that shit out.
There's no greatest hits of Take That and all that shit.
So going on to the singles chart.
Well, I've seen number 10.
We Found Love by Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris.
No.
I don't know what it is. Number 9, Levels. And they are, that's by...
Avicii.
Who's Avicii?
They sang Levels.
Dedicated to My Ex, open brackets, Miss That, close brackets, Lloyd featuring Andre 3000 and Lil Wayne.
I don't think I've ever heard that, to be honest. Doesn't ring a bell.
I mean, for every good that the album chart was, you know, number 7, Good Feeling. But again, right, all right, these are all proper songs.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll give them that.
There's no Lad Babies.
No, fuck Lad Baby. Good Feeling by Flo Rida. Never heard him. Is it a man? Don't know.
Yeah.
Ollie Mays, number 6, Dance With Me Tonight. Now, I like that song. Dance With Me Tonight. I like that one.
Close enough, yeah.
Yeah. Number 5.
Paradise.
Looks like he's in the room with us. Coldplay. Oh, mate. Yeah. Number 4, Forever Yours by Alex Day. Who's Alex Day?
No idea.
No.
What year is this? 2011?
Yeah.
It's not going to be one of these X Factory things, is it? Is it? Pop
I don't know. I don't know. I've just gone all in. Glad to face it. What was her name? Janice G. Porter. Dominic the Donkey.
What?
By Lou Monte. Is that number 3? Don't know.
Dominic the Donkey.
When I seen this, I got dead excited. See if you can figure out why. Cannonball by Little Mix. Why did I get excited specifically when I seen that?
Cannonball? Oh, yeah. Do you think it was to do with Cannon and Ball?
Yeah, absolutely devastated.
Well, do you think they were singing Rock on Tommy?
Well, they did that. Their theme tune, it makes me cry. I can't listen to it.
Oh, I'm going to play that at your funeral.
Oh, don't. I'll jump off crying. I might put it at the end of this. And then number one, Wherever You Are by the Military Wives and Gareth Malone. It's for a good cause. It's something that, you know, they're all probably dead.
Okay.
Probably it was, it was 12 years ago, so they were probably all old women. I've got no recollection of this, but I made up that he got to number one. So, yeah. Lad baby, take a leaf out of their book, stop in the bell end, if you're listening. Right, on to the movies. And this, like, for everything that the, you know, I've said this is a bad year. It's not a bad year. The album chart has been solid. The music chart is a bit too modern for our liking, but has been solid.
How dare the music progress?
I know. Us old farts. And these fucking films, mate, I've got to say, I've seen most of them in the pictures that year. So, number 10, Captain America, The First Avenger.
No.
No. Number 9, Rise of Planet of the Apes.
Oh, what a movie.
Oh, I love all versions of Planet of the Apes. I want to be the human that had his voice box ripped out. I want to be ape servant.
You filthy ape.
Go and get me banana out the fridge. There's a scouse monkey. And I just go, don't you talk to me like that, you little prick, or I'll throw shit at you. And then he throws some of his own shit at me. Oh, my fucking phone's just flipped it up. So, at number 7, see how I did that then? Cars 2.
You missed these.
Oh, sorry. Thor, number 8. So again, yeah, this is the MCU getting padded out.
Yeah.
You know, all the big players are coming in. Number 7, Cars 2, yeah. Cars 2, I think, was the shit one, wasn't it? And was that where they race around the world? And then Cars 3 saved it a little bit, I think. I might be wrong. Number 6, Fast 5.
Yeah, class.
Love these films.
Yeah.
Number 5, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Love myself a Pirates film. Can't remember which one it is.
I'm not sure I've seen this one.
You probably have. They all blend into one. sound. Number 4, The Hangover Part 2.
Yeah.
We went to see The Hangover Part 1 with you and Michelle.
Yeah.
And I think it was in your Odeon, but it might have been in town. And we were in the posh seat, so it must have been in town. And at the end, I think it was like the outtakes, doesn't name. Mike Tyson slapped the tiger or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I just lost. I remember standing there crying my eyes out, literally crying. Never seen it, never will. The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1.
Yeah, I remember you saying that a couple of weeks ago or a couple of episodes ago, and it blew my mind.
Yeah.
When you've got two teenage daughters and you haven't seen it.
No.
If there's ever a teenage girl film, this is it.
No! Number 2, Transformers Dark Side of the Moon. Of the Moon, sorry. I love Transformers films. The shit. It's just boy films, isn't it? Just blowing up stuff. And explosions and boobies.
I've said it before, these film critics who expect to go and see the best film that's ever been made every time and pan these films, I just go to, I just want to be entertained for an hour and a half.
It's just a film. Film?
It just saves watching EastEnders.
The number one film of the year, and I think this come out in the December, is Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Harry Potter.
Barry Trotter and the Biggest Dickus. So, on to the BBC. Christmas TV. So I only started in because it's fucking dire. This is dire.
Let's go back to Harry Potter for 1 second. As your Eve is a massive Harry Potter fan, so yeah. You basically queuing up to go and see that on day of release.
Probably not. It would have probably just been the weekend or maybe the Friday night. You know, that Friday night's normally a movie night when you've got the kids and that, because it'd be after the school. If it was released on the... Yeah.
Because she's always been quite obsessive regarding Harry Potter. I remember we were away on holiday in Kirkby Stephen, and you'd pre-ordered from Amazon one of the latest book, whatever it was, Harry Potter book.
Yeah,
and we were going home that day, and it would have been on the doorstep waiting for you, but it was on sale in the shop, and she had to get it there and then, so she could read it on the way home.
Yeah, and she read it that day. She read the old book that day. Yeah. But she's no longer into Harry Potter, really, because of J.K. Rowling's stance on if it's got a cock, it's a boy. If it's got a fanny, it's a girl. It's a can of worms I'm not prepared to open. Because I am not Rishi Sunak. So, we've got Christmas Eve TV, BBC. 8:45, EastEnders. Nothing written about it. 9:15, Outnumbered, the Christmas special.
Love Outnumbered. What's the family then? And the little cute girl. I can't think what his name is. He's a comedian. He's always on there.
Oh, so it was a sitcom?
Have I Got News For You? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was dead funny.
So, 10 o'clock, Lapland, a heartwarming comedy starring Sue Johnson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that our Sue Johnson?
Yeah, yeah.
Sheila Grant.
11:15, National Lottery.
When I win the lottery, I'm going to do this.
Then we've got the news, and then I always like, because I was going to skip Christmas Eve, but then I thought, no, I can't, because you've always got to know where the midnight mass was from that year. So 11:45, midnight mass, live from a candle-lit St. George's Roman Catholic Cathedral in Southwark. Where's Southwark?
London, isn't it?
Is it?
Isn't it London? Down safe in the smoke?
I don't know. And then a 12:55 film, At First Sight, 1999, Val Kilmer and Maria Savano. Never heard of it. You have, because you're a tit.
I haven't, actually. I'm just trying to think with Southwark, because I think it's pronounced Southwark, not Southwark. I think it's Southwark. I'm sure it's...
Southwark sounds familiar, yeah. Right, so Christmas Day TV. And
yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Why is that there? Why is that there? That's wrong.
What have you done?
I'm looking at...
You start at 10 a.m. Christmas Day Eucharist.
Yeah. So, for some reason, ITV has come up, has jumped up. So, 10 o'clock, Christmas Day, Eucharist from Lichfield Cathedral, live. 11 o'clock, Songs of Praise. Christmas Day, a big sing.
I love a bit of Kath. Go on.
Kath King?
No.
Introduced by Alla Jones from the Royal Albert Hall.
No, I was going to say, I love a bit of Catholic karaoke on a Christmas morning.
Do you like Christmas carols as you get older?
Yeah, love them.
But like when you say, I want to play Christmas songs or Christmas carols, they always get it wrong.
They always put on bloody When a Spaceman Comes Traveling.
Now, this makes me sad. 11:40, Morecambe and Wise, the 1971 Christmas show. Repeat in red letters, obviously.
Just in case you didn't know.
12:35, Kung Fu Panda animation. 2 o'clock, Top of the Pops. With performances from Example. Is that a thing, or is that saying Example?
No, it's a bloke. It's a rapper.
What? What is, why is he called Example?
For example,
is he a nerd?
For example, I like to put the tin top jar, the jar top, on in an anti-clockwise fashion, and I'm going to rap about it now.
Ollie Mays, Adele, and Pixie Lott, who annoys me. 3 o'clock, The Queen. 3:10, Monsters vs. Aliens, 2009. And then for some reason I've jumped. Oh, yeah, no, I haven't. They've uploaded in all the wrong order here, Bellens. 3:10, 4:50, Ratatouille, Premiere. Oh, this is the year. I hate all these fucking things. 6:30, The Gruffalo's Child. Watched that about a million times. 7 o'clock, Doctor Who, The Widow and the Wardrobe. Imagine being Jonathan Ross saying that. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is Doctor Who. The Doctor, the Widow and the Wardrobe. 8 o'clock, Strictly Come Dancing. Brucey, Tess Daly, Charlie Brooks, Barry McGuigan, Simon Webb, and Deborah Stevenson.
Sweet.
9 o'clock, Downton Abbey. It's Christmas 1919, and the Titanic has just sunk. And the house is hosting a lavish party. I've always said to Kerry, I'll watch Downton with you. I'll watch it from the start. I'm not interested in it, but I mean, I'll watch it with you.
Yeah.
But you won't watch it.
Did you watch The Crown?
No.
We tried.
No, I only mentioned that because it's been in the news the past couple of days, Anik. It's a big uproar because Princess Diana's ghost is going to appear in it, apparently.
She'd turn up just as I was having a shite.
Hi, I'm pretty...
I mean, Cilla, we've got Cilla. I mean, the people who are standing around me while I'm shitting.
Oh, hello.
Not doing it. Right, 11:20, Benidorm. 12:35, The Comedy Annual. 1:35, I put this in on purpose, The Towering Inferno, 1974. Classic. Classic.
Towering Inferno. Was that... I don't know. Was it Steve McQueen? Top of my head. I might be wrong. I don't know.
It might have been Damn Dirty Ape. I don't know. I can't remember. But it's a classic. So, I mean, ITV, I didn't do anything on Christmas Eve. 1:15, Aladdin, 1992. Then The Queen. Then Happy Feet at 3:10. 5:30, You've Been Framed. Just 6 o'clock, Emmerdale. 7 o'clock, All-Star Family Fortunes. Vernon Kay. With teams from The Only Way is Essex and Benidorm. Coronation Street is at 8 o'clock. And then I've got to mess around then, looking for what's next. Let's come on. Oh, yeah, 6:30. Maybe this is Christmas Eve. 6:30, The Cube Celebrity Special, presented by Philip Schofield. Oh, there's Shelley. Hello, Shelley Boobies. Oh.
Hello, Shelley Boobies.
Oh, she's gorgeous, isn't she?
What?
I said you're gorgeous. She's
gorgeous. Whatever.
She just reminds me of...
the tittle for you?
She just reminds me of
Gwen. What'd you say? Oh, she's coming for munchies.
7:30, Tech Santa. Piers Morgan, Life Stories. Remember when he used to be normal? Donny Osmond. 11:15, Carols from Buckleberry, A Candlelit Service in Rural Berkshire. That would have been good. 12:15, Connie and Carla, the film. Never heard of it. 2:10 in the morning, Spartacus.
One of my favourite films, Spartacus. Love
Never
Spartacus.
Seen it. Never will.
You got to. That is a classic.
Remember
when how long it took me to get you to watch what's it called?
Breakfast Club, yeah.
Breakfast Club. And you finally did and went, yeah, Boss Films. Why have I never seen it? Watch this one. Spartacus. Kirk Douglas and Tony Curtis.
Curtis. Okay, I'll watch it with you.
Do it.
I'm not doing it. So toys. So again, like you say, we can no longer go through the Argos catalogue because it's gone behind the paywall. So now you've got to scrape around on various websites. So in 2011, the biggest toys included the LeapPad Explorer, a tablet for kids. I think we would have had one at some point.
Yeah.
Probably for Grace, maybe for Eve, because Eve would have been like 7 at this point.
Didn't have the tablets. We had the, you bought the books. There was
the books, yeah.
50 different types of books, and then you'd write the pen across it. The pen would tell you the words and everything.
Lego Ninjago sets, yeah. Air swimmers, remote control, flying fish and sharks. I remember them. Never had one. Never will. Monster High dolls, fashion dolls featuring monster-inspired characters. I presume it's just like...
It's a cartoon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's a cartoon from that one.
Nerf Vortex Nitro Blasters, the high-tech disc shooting Nerf gun.
I fucking hated Nerf. Matt was into it.
Yeah.
Matt was into it, and he wants this something blaster. And it's a big fucking monster thing. It was about fucking 4 foot long. And you had to buy all these accessories for it. The main thing was like 20 quid. Yeah, fine. But then it needed about 7 different accessories, and they were all about 15 quid each.
Yeah. We're talking about taking Nerf guns to Scotland for our holiday, when you're listening to this, we've already had. And the shit, because the kids can't handle it. They're all right shooting you in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
But when you shoot them back in the eye, they flip.
Just get them powerful water shooters, the jet soakers.
Yeah. Fidget Friends. Interactive robotic toys that could dance and respond to commands. I don't know. Skylanders, Spyro's Adventure.
God, Skylanders. They were this.
Weren't they them figures that you stood on?
You had to buy a little, you had like a little pedestal.
Yeah.
And you plugged it into your PlayStation, and then whatever character you bought, you put them on the pedestal, and it fights the character on the game. So the better characters you had, the more chance you had of winning. So, of course, Matt had to have every fucking character going. I must have spent about £300 on characters for that thing.
Yes, yeah.
And then sold it, probably in a car boot sale for about 30 quid.
So...
I know what you're doing.
Yeah. I'm doing a ChatGPT joke, a topical one.
I can only guess it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, so I'll do mine first. Why did Rishi Sunak become Santa's favourite economist? Because he's great at delivering presents with minimal fiscal wrapping.
Oh, Jesus Christ. ChatGPT just doesn't understand what a joke is, does he?
No.
Hey.
Someone out there might be laughing.
Yeah, it's like you said the other week. The kettles and the toasters are laughing. They're the only things that understand it. Right, here's mine then. I'm going to guarantee that mine's funnier than that.
Yeah.
Right. What do you get if you cross a Christmas tree with an iPad?
An eye tree.
No. A pineapple. Hey, pine tree, come on, get with it. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
A laugh me a laugh, grin me a grin, and then I know that we can win. Dance me a dance, joke me a joke, and blow the clouds away.
You gotta play me a tune or sing me a song, and we can help push life along. Just you and me, come on and see, together we'll be okay. Open the door, open your heart, and then we've got somewhere to start. Just turn around, look what we found, today's a brand new day. You gotta run with me now, I'll show you how. The world is waiting, take a bow, show them it's you. Just get up and spread your wings, follow me through into the sun, and we can smile at everyone. You gotta join in with me, then we are free, it isn't hard to do. I said life is a song, so just sing along, and then we know we can't go wrong. Just you and me, come on and sing together, we'll be okay.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.